Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
Work it, girl. Wet your lips and make love through the camera. Work.
have one thing to say. You better work.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
How I started the Hair Nation Expo event and the whole experience. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've always been very interested in live hair events. It is the most, it's been an incredible journey, and I owe a great bit of it to attending and participating live events, whether it's the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center or some other hair event, or even Brunner Brothers down out of Atlanta, or you know, the different cities that they tend to have the big hair events. I like everything about the live hair shows, whether it is a small meetup or gathering or at a park, or we've done just about so many different live shows. I've participated at other folks' shows and events. I've been a guest, I've been a speaker, I've been a vendor, but my greatest joy comes from being able to create my own brand of events under the banner Hair Nation Expo, and which I still own to this day. And we were thriving before the pandemic. The first Hair Nation Expo was back in, say, 2017, and I have done other hair events prior to that, smaller satellite type of events that were under different banners, different titles. But the Hair Nation Expo, I tried to do it in Harlem first. I wanted it to be part of the experience, the inner urban experience, and to reflect that. And so that didn't work out so much on 125th. I did look at the state building in different places up there. So what ended up working out for the very, very first Hair Nation Expo, and again, what makes Hair Nation Expo different is that it is all about the professionals as well as the folks who are not professionals. But the enthusiasts who are looking to be given almost the same amount of education as the professionals at these Hair Nation Expo events. And so that first one happened, as I said, in 2017, and we were able to get it going out in Queens, New York, and Jamaica, Queens. I had never done an event in Jamaica, so this was the very first one. and the Jamaica's a section, again, in Queens, New York, and Queens is one of the boroughs for you guys who are not in the New York area. And so that event was very special to me. It was one that I pretty much had coordinated and planned. There were several vendors there. It was quite successful. They had a beautiful stage. We were able to put on a light fashion show there at that time. And it was just very rewarding. I really loved it. And we, for most of my events, I usually tie them into some kind of charitable outfit or organization. And at that event, we invited the New York City Mayor's Office, who dispatched a gentleman to our event to talk about domestic violence. And so, and preventing that and recognizing it for the hair salons and for everybody. And so that was absolutely priceless. And so that's what I remember most about the very first Hair Nation Expo event in 2017. Then we came back 2 years later in 2019 with a huge sprawling event at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I was so very proud because it was the very first three-day live hair event in the Northeast for people of color. And so that still stands to this very day, so I can be very proud of that. It was the very first live hair event on the actual boardwalk inside the casino of, inside the former casino. It's a hotel called the Showboat now. But yes, it was the very first live hair event. And even looking back at that and getting that on point and up to speed and all of that was just an extraordinary experience. It really was, and I don't know if I'll ever have that experience again. It was just rewarding, and it was a very special time. And even at the event itself, we welcomed some heavy hitters. The gentleman who started Hype Hair Magazine, John Blassingame, was one of our speakers there. Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers and Upscale Magazine. And, of course, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker, Alelia Bundles, was there as well. All of these folks spoke at my hair show. And, of course, we had lots of vendors and folks who participated. And so that was the beginning. I look forward to continuing Hair Nation Expo as we kind of move forward. And I'm Kerry Hines, and stay tuned.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who've never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. life, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work for. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest
who's joining us now for the very first time. She comes to us from the world of hair products distribution. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Millicent Davis. Good morning, Dr. Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
Yes, and please call me Carrie.
Okay.
I think you must be the first person ever to call me Mr. Hines on the show.
Well, good morning, Carrie.
Thank you. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of tell everybody, because I love what you're doing, okay? I love the website. I love everything. So let's start by telling everybody, what's your connection to the hair industry?
Okay, so my family and I believed in legacy building, and one of our missions was to understand and follow what I call the FUBU philosophy, for us, by us, as it relates to Black hair care. And so, you know, we as Black people, we spend so much money on our hair that we fly distributors wanted to tap into the industry as well as give back to our community. So we searched out and found BOPSA, and they're helping us break into the hair care industry.
Absolutely. And let me just remind everybody, most of the listeners know BOPSA.org, that stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam, who kind of heads it up, and he's been on our show many times. And we are a member of BOPSA. I'm also raising my hand. We're also a member at Hair Radio BOPSA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
BOPSA.org, good stuff. Okay, and I love what you just said about legacy building. And you guys out there, their website is flydistributors.com. I just wanted to get that on out, which I love this. I always start all the interviews here at the Hair Radio Show. We talk a little bit about where you are, like where you're based out of, what city, state, and is that, and how you got started in all of this. So please tell us a little bit of your background, Dr. Davis.
Okay. So we are in Williamstown, New Jersey.
Williamstown. Now, I don't know Jersey, but where exactly is that?
Williamstown is in South Jersey. We're 15 minutes from Philadelphia. And sometimes they call us Little Philly because a lot of Philadelphians come over to New Jersey and they they settle here. So, but I'm excited about being in South Jersey because we were a native of North Jersey first. And we have a office. I'm also a consultant. We have a small business consulting agency where we help for-profit and nonprofits get started in business. And
I
so as a person who helps people get in business, we pray and sought out how to take the next step and go into the hair industry. And so that's where Fly Distributor was birthed. And Fly stands for Fresh Living Young. And
it's
a philosophy that my son, who is part owner of this, came up with that proposes a state of mind. So a Fresh Living Young is a state of mind. Whatever Fresh Living Young means to you, that's what it is, and we want to portray that in our business where we sell the products and the services. We want to help you feel fresh living young, whether you're 18 or 80. We just want to be able to help you look fresh living young, and so that's why we called our business Fly Distributors.
Awesome.
And I know I know you and I can relate to back in the day, that was a thing, being fly.
Oh, yeah. I swear to you, as you were saying that, I was really thinking back. I was like, oh, my, fly. I used to love that. And that definitely, I seem to remember that because I'm also from North Jersey. I graduated out of Scott in East Orange, New Jersey. A long time ago. But I tell you something, fly was, that was big for us and still is.
Yes.
And I love that you guys have given it meaning. Your son's given it great meaning. What's this? What is this person? We got to shout him out on the show.
His name is Eugene Davis, and he is our millennial. He is, we're...
Hold on, did you say Eugene Davis?
Yes.
We have a Eugene Davis on our show. He's one of our hairstylists. He's literally, all of our fans know Eugene Davis' name, so that's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, he's going to get a kick out of this. Awesome.
Yes.
So you have a Eugene Davis, who is part owner
Eugene
and fly
Davis.
Distributor.
Yes.
Exactly. Awesome.
Yes.
That is so amazing. What
yes.
How coincidental is that? That's
very coincidental.
That's wow. Well, I tell you, this is a big thing. And what I also love, I think you guys have to be probably one of the only mother-son duos I think we've had on our show that I can recall who are really doing a business together. And so I want to talk a little bit about that, and let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines. Now, I have with me today, you talk about entrepreneurship. It doesn't get any better than this. We're chatting with Dr. Millicent Davis. Now, I love that she has her own business with her son. Of course, they're the proprietors of Fly Distributors. Their website is flydistributors.com. So that has an S on the end of that word, distributors. So please make sure flydistributors.com. So I'm loving this, that your business is all about, as well like your background, in helping other folks to get started in the hair business or any business, I think, for your business consultant, business that you guys have. So listen, I'm excited. So what are some of the steps? Let's start there. What do you tell folks, even in general, on business things that they need to do to get started? See, we probably will never let you go on the show because you're a perfect fit for what people tune into our Hair Radio Morning Show for or what it's all about. So what are some of the steps that you think you can that you can worth sharing?
Well, I'm a publicist, and I wrote a quick read book named Being a Visionary, Going After Your Vision. And in it, I discussed the challenges of going after, my vision and the steps to overcome the obstacles that are going to happen when you're, you know, going after a vision. Because, as you know, vision means eyes, but if you have a vision, you don't see it. You're walking by faith. If you can see it, it's not a vision. So you have to use SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. So and starting the business Fly Distributors, where we sell Hugo braiding hair and products for blacks, by blacks, they're made for, you know, the FUBU method for us, by us. We started going after our vision. And then I also teach for Rutgers University and Rowan College here in New Jersey. And that's my give back, my mission for giving back and educating kids. And it's exciting to teach future entrepreneurs and CEOs and CFOs and COOs. So I get excited when I do that. It's challenging as well, but it does excite me. But I feel like this is what I've been ordained to do.
Exactly. So, well, listen, it definitely sounds that way to me. Now, I love this whole product line, Hugo Girl, and I have to shout out, this is just fantastic that you guys are getting this out there to everybody.
Yes.
Because it's a complete line. And when I say a complete line, it's a complete line. You go, girl. And this is so now how is that spelled out there? It's the letter U, G-O-G-I-R-L. I just want to make that very clear. It's not Y-O-U.
Yes.
It's the letter
Y.
U.
Exactly.
And very colorful. Yeah, awesome products. You guys are just going to love it. So please, you can get all of this. They've got hair and a whole bunch of things. You go, girl. It's just amazing. At flydistributors.com. So again, it's flydistributors.com with an S. And again, through BOPS, the members of BOPS are the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. So it's BOPSA.org. You guys know we're going to have Sam here very soon to bring us up to speed on what he's working on and all his projects. He's always got 50 things going like we do here at Hair Radio. I want to talk a little bit more. I love, again, that you are, you know, you're really helping to shape young minds out there with, through education. But entrepreneurship. So where did this, you know, where did this emanate from? You know, whom, you know, who were you influenced by, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. So who were some of the folks who influenced you?
My parents influenced me. They, although, you know, my mom always worked for someone, but early on she taught me to work for, you know, to work for myself, to be an entrepreneur. She ingrained it in me, and I started with selling jewelry I made.
Really? Handmade?
Yes, handmade.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I knew I always wanted to work for myself, so even when I spent 30 years in procurement working for government entities, but even than that, I had started the KMD business consulting business, and I hired someone to, you know, do my, answer the phone and do the things I couldn't do while I was working. And I funded the business from what, you know, when I was working. And when I could retire in 2015, that's when we, you know, went full speed ahead with our business. So that's how I got into entrepreneurship. And my mom brought a property in Michigan that me and my husband brought from her and my dad. And we had started, that's where we kind of started with the vacation rental business. And so we took some proceeds from that to go into the hair business. My mom always had some hair on her head. And she, you know, she just loved hair. So that's why we kind of picked that as well, because we wanted to honor her in her business. She's no longer with us. Yes.
I understand. Sorry to hear. I totally, you know, I love everything that you are talking about tonight, you know, this tonight in the morning. And it's just been amazing to me, because to hear that you're paying tribute to your mom, to me, yes, I love that, because that, it just reminds me of my own journey. And I say, you know, every single day, I'm so grateful, and the same types of things pouring into, you know, as a youngster, pouring into you about being an entrepreneur, same thing.
Yes.
And I really don't hear of it too often.
Yes.
I just don't. You don't hear of these stories like that. So, I think this is incredible. I didn't know we had so much in common, Dr. Phillips and David.
Great minds, think alike.
Great, I love it, absolutely. So now what do you tell? You know, you deal with a lot of young people who are in school and all of that. So what do you tell folks who, you know, we were very lucky. We've been introduced to being entrepreneurs, but many folks, like I said, have not. So when folks come up to you and they're so amazed at what you've accomplished and what you're doing, what do you say, Dr. Davis?
I tell them they can do it as well. And I tell you, you know, what's going on in the world today kind of pushes people into entrepreneurship. They want to, you know, they want to take the risk. They want to work for themselves. And I encourage it. And, you know, we do a – they have to start a business in my class, and they, you know, they have to do a PowerPoint presentation at the end. That's their final grade. So it makes them think, and it makes them, you know, and some of them take that project and carry on with it. And I encourage them. And I, you know, I tell them, even though they're out of the class, they can, you know, call on me, and, you know, they, everybody leaves with my card when they leave the class. So it's very important that, to me, that we, you know, get some entrepreneurs. And even if they want to go work for someone else, that they're the best CEO, CFO, COO, or even administrative assistant, whatever they want to be, they can be.
I love
whatever.
It. I was, and I have to bring this home because, you know, I've always come across folks who say, yes, they want to be entrepreneurs and they don't want to work for anyone else. But I know along the way, most times you have to, especially in our community, where we
mm-hmm.
often have to fund ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to have those jobs and things to help make that happen,
mm-hmm.
especially
mm-hmm.
if your dream is really important to you. But
mm-hmm.
I've got to say, in my journey, I've had to work for other folks, and I have absolutely enjoyed it. You know, so it, you know, it was great for me. Well, most of the companies, and this is really the truth, allowed me to develop my own positions. So
yeah.
I've always, so it's been like I was an entrepreneur working for other companies. So I was always kind of satisfied, so to speak. Of course, nothing equals running your own business or owning your own business. So
mm-hmm.
I love that, and I love your whole story. So what's next for you? What's next for you, Dr. Davis?
So once we get the distributorship up and going, our next venture is to open up an actual brick-and-mortar hair supply store, which we're going to call, after my mom, Ella's Hair Supply. And I hope you'll have us back when we do that. But that's our next venture. That's our next venture to do.
Absolutely. And we're not going to wait all that long because I really appreciate the information about entrepreneurship, especially at the top of this interview this morning, because what you're saying rings so true. And I can tell that. So we need to have you back often to inspire and motivate everybody and to literally help to create that roadmap. And so, so Dr. Millicent Davis, again, has been our guest this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She runs this incredible Fly Distributors. The website, again, is Fly Distributors, with an S on the end, that's flydistributors.com. So along with her son, Eugene. So just incredible. And we're just so honored. And as you can hear, an entrepreneurial expert, if you will. You really are. I can hear it. So I love it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Good going. So we'll have you back, yes, as you said, very soon. So again, but just to remind everybody, you, like Uniform, so that's you, Go Girl. This is this incredible new product line. You'll find, and I love the site because you have everything there. So again, go to flydistributors.com for complete details on all of that. And anybody else that you want to shout out to this morning, Dr. Davis, before we let you go?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I just want to shout out to my clients, my husband, Kevin Davis, my grandkids.
Our employees, our family,
our Fly Distributor family and our Candy family.
We echo all of that. We support all of your efforts out there, guys. All right. Thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Morning Show.
You've got it.
All right. Keep it right here, folks. We've got a lot more to get through this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you, Dr. Davis. Great job.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
have a very, very special guest joining us today with a very, very important topic to discuss. Now, he's from the law firm of Beasley Allen, which is based out of Atlanta, although he comes to us via Atlanta. We're talking with Mr. Navan Ward, and we'd like to officially welcome you, Navan, to the show. Good morning, officially.
Good morning, and officially, thank you. Thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to just jump on in on this topic. It's one that we have been covering. Well, quite frankly, long before the NIH put out the findings from their study back at the end of last year, we had already been discussing this on and off unofficially for years. This has been something that folks have suspected in the community, in our community, and they have discussed it at the kitchen table perhaps, but it had never reached to having findings of the report just 100% or conclusively until I read this, what they had put out. So I want to start there a little bit. And what we're talking about is the use of chemical hair straighteners and how it seems to, that there's this big link that has, that apparently is caused for black women who use these chemical straighteners at a much more alarming rate than other communities. So let's talk about this. Now, Navan, how did your law firm get involved with all of this? How did this get on your radar at your firm?
Well, you know, you're right with regards to how they have this issue, hair relaxers, having some type of negative effect on those who use it. Of course, those who use it are predominantly African-American women or women who have Afro backgrounds. You know, you look at the start of it, look at the various different formations of it throughout the years, going from lie relaxers to all the way to no relaxers, but still the preparation that our women have to go through, you know, making sure they don't scratch their head before perms, you know, how it burns, how there's a cost to straightening their hair, relaxing curls in their hair that they go through many on at least every month, every 2 months, every 3 month time frame throughout a year. You know, it certainly has been a suspicion that type of pain has to have some negative consequences. Didn't know necessarily, at least, you know, coming from a household with a black mother, sister, black wife, black aunt, multiple close friends and loved ones who are African-American females who have to go through that process. Never really thought or could imagine that some chemicals you put on your hair could affect your uterus or your ovaries. But, you know, the thought was that, and the suspicion is that this can't necessarily be okay, so to speak, but it's become a form of life. It's become for many a necessity in order to be able to have the look that they want, or to be able to fit in, to be able to achieve whatever goals they may be real have to achieve. So, so many of our women push forward and utilize these products over the years, and with that NIH study that you referenced, which showed, you know, for the first time with conclusive evidence that there is a very, very strong link to hair relaxer users and uterine cancer. And other studies that have also linked ovarian cancer to the use as well. It definitely was startling, and it's something that, you know, all of these beautiful women in my life, as well as the clients that I have the awesome responsibility and appreciation to represent, that's an issue that we're having to cope with and deal with. And for some who are already victims of this, and then some that now have the knowledge that it may very well cause these particular injuries, and how they have to move forward with it is something that that study certainly did to many both victims and hopefully informing the public as they go forward in the best way possible to not be victims of this particular product as well. And so when you talk about how our firm has gotten involved in it, you know, for the last 15 years plus, there's probably not been another firm in the country who has focused on a lot of cases, but in particular cases that dealt with females being the victims of whatever pharmaceutical drug, device, or cosmetic product, the injuries being a cancer to one of their organs, whether it's breast cancer, ovarian cancer, here both ovarian cancer and uterine cancer. We handled the most cases, we tried the most cases in litigation that dealt with that, whether it is hormone replacement therapy, where menopausal women took estrogen to deal with hormonal or menopausal symptoms, which resulted in breast cancer, whether it is talcum powder, baby powder litigation. We were the first to have the first four or five trials and verdicts that showed the world that Johnson & Johnson and the makers of baby powder and other companies that make baby powder, feminine hygiene products, showing that link to ovarian cancer. And now that we've been looking at, and now we're looking at the hair relaxer products and the link to ovarian and uterine cancer and directly. So since we've had that background, you know, we unfortunately saw a lot of clients that in the talcum powder, Johnson & Johnson baby powder context who had ovarian cancer or uterine cancer that didn't meet the scientific criteria for that to be a case, or that subset who also use hair relaxers, as we've been kind of looking at it leading up to the NIH study, you know, we found that there were quite a few. We had talcum powder litigation. We had, you know, we represent thousands of those clients, and for the ones that didn't meet the criteria for that, for the science behind that litigation, we were astonished at how many African Americans were in that group, or minorities who used this product are in that group, and it was something where we could not.
This is
not help.
Not to interrupt you, it's just so disturbing on so many levels. I have to be really honest with you. It's really, it almost sometimes, I mean, you know, it's a lot for us to digest, because I think in the community, and we're known, you know, we spend a lot of money on hair and beauty. We over-index in this area and the African-American community. So we're thinking that the products that we use are safe. This is what we are believing. And we're thinking the ingredients that go into those products are largely the same that would go into products that are made for, you know, Caucasian communities or other communities. And sometimes we're starting to find that they may be entirely different ingredients in some of these products, which may contribute to why we are seeing certain alarming rates of these cancers in women of color on a more predominant level. So this is something that really, you know, we're paying attention to now, Navan, and I'm just blown away that, and sadly that it's taken this long. Like I said, at the top of this, this is something we kind of have been, like, especially with the baby powder, we've heard that off and on over the years, and here we've heard mummerings and things like that. But this to me was definitive. And here's my only concern and issue with my own fellow colleagues in the hair industry. And that is that, listen, guys, I know you may have a horse in the race in this. And here's what I mean. You have these big manufacturers who I've known some of them here and there over the years. But here's the problem with that, some of the folks who speak on their behalf receive funds. And so that might kind of sadly, kind of put the hush on having these folks talk about this. I have literally seen with my own eyes where folks who, who may be pocketing funds, and I'm talking personally, this is me, Kerry Hines, not anybody from any firms or anything like that, but just me, and I have these colleagues who are receiving these funds, and sadly, so when they're talking about this, they're calling it mythical or calling it a myth. And to me, you're doing a great harm. No matter what you believe, I'd rather that you err on the side of, caution and not, it's disturbing to me personally. So this is why I wanted to. I saw you guys' commercial for Beasley Allen, and I had to get you guys on. I love how you lay it out on your site. I love the work that you guys are doing. And so this is why I wanted to have you on the show today, Nathan. So thank you very much for being here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, go right ahead, please. Nathan, please.
No, you go ahead.
Well, listen, I just wanted to just catch everybody up to speed. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I am in Brooklyn, New York, but our guest today, he actually comes to us out of the Atlanta area, and he's with an incredible, incredible firm called Beasley Allen, which we're so proud. Like I said, when I saw the commercials that you guys have put out there and how you lay this out, where you really do explain the history of this, in terms of using these hair straightening, these chemical straighteners, I should say, it's just, and then you have to understand, folks, and it's hard for us to kind of, because there's so many legs to this, there's so many different levels to it. You also have to look at traditionally in this community and how we have, had to kind of, like you said, fit into society's standards where we have just one European standard of beauty pretty much. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. Let me just officially say that. Our issue is usually that there are many standards of beauty, not just one. And so if we can pull that back, maybe we can kind of not have to deal with this outcome with, these studies and all of that, eventually that would just go away. And not so much the studies, but the actual cancer, and these awful, awful chemicals and things that are contributing to this. So we're going to stay on top of this. So, Nathan Ward, I just want to thank you, first of all, for being with us. Now,
no problem.
For one moment. Go right ahead, Nathan, because go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I did want to touch on something you mentioned earlier. You talked about, there's certain myths out there about hair products and for, white women, European descent women, the thought about how much, the assumption that they spend much more on hair products or cosmetic products or beauty products. And what people don't realize, and this is kind of astonishing, to me, but it certainly makes sense when you look at this litigation, you look at the issues that these women have had to deal with, you look at the overall picture of things, African-American spending accounts for as much as 22% of the $42 billion a year personal care product market. In the U.S. alone, African-American consumers spend over $1 trillion a year, with a significant amount of that spending towards skill set products. And for instance, in just 2020, the global African-American hair care market was estimated at $2.5 billion, with the hair relaxer market alone being $718 million in 2021, with expectation of growth to $850+ million annually by 2028. And so, you know, that certainly is a myth to think that, you know, African-American women and that community spend substantial amounts of money in this industry, which is one of the reasons why, unfortunately, we have seen and expect to see even more the corners that reflect the burying of head in the sand with regards to the negative effects that these women are unfortunately having to deal with. We're responsible manufacturer should and would or be expected to do a lot better with warning and being able to remove that risk.
Absolutely. Do you, Navaz, feel that there's been enough conversations about this already? Because here, I think that over at Hair Radio, I feel that we are not getting enough. I don't know if enough of this is getting out to folks about the seriousness of this and how pervasive this is. When I think about it, and I'll tell you why, since we've been talking about this report and so many of these things over, you know, the course of, as we move along in this year, we, you know, there's some who will say, oh, well, or just literally, you know, turn a deaf ear or whatever it is. You know, they just don't put the, I don't know, the, it just doesn't seem like it's resonating as much as it should, in my opinion. What do you say to these folks about, should they, you know, about taking it seriously or more seriously than it seems that they have?
Well, you know, you start off the show saying, hey, there's always been suspicion of a negative result from hair relaxers around the kitchen table, et cetera. People sometimes have a negative view on lawyers. You mentioned that Abby said very nice things about some of the ads that you've seen from our firm. What lawsuits do is help drive that discussion. You know, and unless you are, you know, in the medical field, in the research medical field, when NIH studies come out or important studies come out to show an issue, that's not necessarily something that's going to be headline news. It's not going to be something that the normal person is going to know about or pick up. And as lawyers, particularly as plaintiff lawyers, it's our job to kind of be the gatekeepers of seeing what dangers are out there and holding those manufacturers who make bad products that hurt people responsible. And in doing so, we bring these lawsuits to hopefully drive that discussion, to hopefully inform people, whether they have a lawsuit or not. It makes you more aware of something that you would not otherwise have been aware of. So, you know, has there been discussion about it, you know, before the study came out? You know, not of any significance, only suspicions, and, you know, a lot of times our suspicions of things that you were talking about around the kitchen table. You know, probably, who knows if it's right or wrong. It certainly has necessarily, some of those suspicions haven't come to fruition, so to speak, but this is an instance where where it has, in this instance, with the type of injuries where it has. And so I think it certainly will help continue the discussion. And, of course, you drawing light and interviewing me and others and just continue the discussion and others like you are also helping to inform people to drive that discussion and information in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I think this, like you said, this is just one of those spokes in the wheel on this subject, but we're going to keep shining the light on this. And I so appreciate the work that you guys have put out there, Beasley Allen. To me, this is, you know, and it really affects our community quite a bit. And at this show, really, this is what we've been kind of talking about all this time. And I just, you know, so I thank you. And please pass this along to your colleagues there. For, you know, helping again to these folks, you know, helping the folks who are dealing with this directly. And my heart goes out to these people who have been diagnosed with these cancers and related illnesses because of this. But I also appreciate the fact that you guys help their, you know, their members of their family who, because a lot of these folks may have lost their lives as a result of this. And so you help those family members too and their loved ones. And this is something that I have noted. And thank you for that. So Nathan Ward, my goodness, thank you for coming to our show today. Now, I have to ask you because, you know, you when I saw your profile there, I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of what you have accomplished there and just being a professional, an attorney out there, helping the folks in our community, speaking to this and so many other things that, that you know, shine a light and help folks of color. I just want to ask you, so who, where did you get your inspiration from and who poured into you, sir, Mr. Nathan Ward? To become such a professional man out there and doing such big things, especially like this, this particular situation. But who poured into you?
Well, you know, I tell you, I'm African American. You know, grew up in single parent home with, of course, my mom. Of course, my dad was there. They were divorced. I was in a different state, and he was involved, but just because of distance, the majority of my childhood was, again, in a single-parent family home with my sister and my mom. And, you know, when you talk about the importance of people being like you be, the importance of seeing people who look like you on TV, it resonates greatly with me because I didn't know any lawyers growing up. I didn't know any lawyers or other judges or anything like that, where a lot of my law school classmates, their parents were lawyers or family members were lawyers. What inspired me was seeing Blair Underwood, character in L.A. Law, a young black man who was in a law firm, mainly majority white law firm, and I didn't know what lawyers did, but I knew he, there was something about him that I could identify with in the respect that he had. It seemed like he was doing good for his clients, and in my head, I was like, I want to do that, not even really knowing what a lawyer did. And that coupled with my mom saying, how much I, you know, love to argue with my sister, and I thought I won most of those arguments. I could be nothing but a lawyer. And so that's what made me want to go into law, into law, and being able to do it for 21 years at Beasley Allen, which has done an awesome job of really caring for its clients of all kinds. It's been a perfect place for me.
Well, listen, I have to say, and it definitely we can attest to that, and we appreciate your time today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll have to come back again and let us know how you progress with these lawsuits and the impact that we suspect that's going to have and all your work there. So Nathan Ward of Beasley Allen, an attorney there We thank you so much for spending time with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll have you back real soon. Thank you again.
Again, Carrie, thank you for having me. And
surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Hi everybody, it's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, May 19th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us on the end of the week. It really is, literally. It's our show number 857, if you're keeping track out there, as we march towards, of course, our show number 1,000 that we'll be hitting during 2024. And part of our big celebration, of course, is the huge cruise that we are taking out of Miami to the Bahamas. And we've already got several rooms booked. There's still space left right now as of this airing. So please reach out if you want to go. Just simply go to HAIRadio.com and all the details will be there. HAIRadio.com, click on the big tab about the cruise. We'll talk more about it in just a bit. Let me bring to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley. You guys know her well. Good morning and happy mid-show,
good
Nicole
morning.
Marie.
Happy mid-show. Happy mid-show. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Yeah, it is all those things and more. Michael Hopkins will be on he's on the play. He'll be with us in just a bit to the mic at about 7:30 or so. Real excited to chat with him as well. We've got wonderful talk of the mornings on the way in the next half hour and so much more. As you guys know, we always kick off Hair Radio is about inspiration and hope in the morning. And that's the thing. I get up, I turn on the TV, knowing that I'm going to be fully kind of sad about the news, and I expect a certain type of local reporting here in New York. As you guys know, I'm in Brooklyn. And, you know, so I've got some notes for the TV folks. I've got some notes about, the reporting. You know, the reason that, again, and I like what Peggy Dodson, I think she said it best from UBC TV on our show, and that is that stories are being told about our community that we don't really control. We don't have a voice in. It looks like we have a voice because you'll see some black faces on TV. But remember that the decision makers, the folks who are behind the scenes, are typically not folks that are in our community. So what you get are stereotypical type imagery. And things that
all the time
we don't really say or act like or do and have no interest in whatsoever. And it's just paraded in front of us all day, 24 hours a day. And look and I say, is it so difficult to recognize that black people and others outside other communities as well, minorities and the marginalized, that we have our own talents, voices, and interests? Is that so difficult to support?
We do. And others try and take our talent as well.
Yeah, well, that's
use our
thing. And I'm like, my goodness. So it would be a little bit more challenging for those folks to write our stories if we wrote our stories ourselves and supported others within our community who are trying to make a difference, like what we're doing here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Right.
So I just wanted to kind
all of
lead on
each
in
other and
that.
Build each other up. But a lot of times it seems like we come together to do that.
Right. It's really difficult for some reason. But listen, if you're fed a whole bunch of stuff about assimilation and you know, kind of getting brainwashed to a big degree, your whole life has been ripped away from you. Your religion, your names have been changed. Your ancestors were enslaved and all that kind of crazy stuff is going to have an impact.
Right.
And so I'm one of those who I'm moving forward and believe in the future, but I don't believe in sugarcoating the past.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we keep that front and center, but we keep going forward. And that's what it's all about today on the show. It really is. It's about forward moving
sure
and, you know, like, what is that, mobilization and motivation and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. And let me say, while we're talking about moving forward and motivation, one of my favorite guests is someone that I heard this morning, Dr. Millicent Davis.
Yes, well, I'm hoping we'll get Dr. Davis back here next week sometime. I have a big chat with her after today's show. Talking to Dr. Davis. Yeah, I'll be catching up with her, and we'll see if we can get her back here to our mic soon, and we've got some projects and things that we're going to be working on that we expected to work on together. So it should be interesting. And yeah, she's Dr. Davis. What I do like about Dr. Millicent Davis, she is someone who really talks the talk, and she's a big supporter of BAFSA, and she's a member of BAFSA.org. You guys know what Sam out in California, Black-owned
Supply
Chain. Exactly, and she works with her son Eugene. And we just appreciate them. They're distributors for You Go Girl Hair. And that's you, like uniform, Go Girl Hair. So you can Google that and you'll get all the details. Check out on the BAFSA.org website as well. You'll find it there. And I'll have a lot more for you guys on Tuesday's show. That's our next live broadcast after we wrap up at 9 o'clock today, Eastern Time. And so lots going forward. I can just, so we're going to be getting into all of that. As you guys know, each day, we kind of lead on in with something called our hope of the day. And as we always talk about inspiration and hope, you need that. And boy, do we need an abundance of it these days in our community. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that with Nicole Marie. We'll be kicking that talk off this morning. A little later today, at some point in the next hour, I want to talk about kind of like a few different things that are happening. We'll touch on some of the news items that we're talking about at the kitchen table, and some community things. We're going to talk about that too. So we have a lot of stuff to get into this morning. And, of course, the latest with Afrolock Magazine. And, boy, do we have a lot of updates on that. Big cover reveal for the magazine. We'll talk a little bit about that. So in our spotlight hour today, we're going to be really going through all of these things, getting everything set up for your weekend and all of that. So we're just going to start and lead on in with Miss Nicole Marie. And hope of today. Take it away,
Nicole. Thank you, Carrie. So hope is so very, very important because it gives our lives meaning. And just having that belief that our future can be better than our past, no matter what it is that we're going through, what we've been through, just always have that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope of the day for this Friday is customize yourself. You haven't come off an assembly line. You're a unique, customized model. Refuse to be defined by the labels. They insist on being the top of the line, and that means adjusting to changing circumstances, but never fear the upgrade. Now, how important is that, Carrie?
Oh, that's critical. I love that. Kind of like what we're talking about this morning on the show.
I love it.
And I think that's it. I believe that each of us, we are a unique model, as Patrick's book says.
We're an original.
And we're original. And I don't think you can get more original than Carrie Hines on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mm-hmm. I already know that I'm very unique. I felt that my whole life. I always felt that I had something special to share and give. And I don't really give in to labels that others have placed upon me. I really don't. If they have labels for me or for us, now if they're in clothing, that's a different thing. Outside of that, I don't adhere to any of that kind of thing.
Right.
I think that
right.
we each can design our own way that we wish to be perceived in, by others. But that's not my big concern, what others think I should be and fit into a cookie cutter type box. You know, so I love that. Customize yourself. I'm going to be passing that along as my words of advice today. So, yeah, customize yourself. And I really believe that. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
very
true.
Begins by, yeah, absolutely. And it begins by, you know, being who you are. And, you know, like I said, I started out as a little kid. I always felt that I had special gifts and things, and that was kind of reinforced, you know, and my mom tried to figure out what my interests were, and I appreciated that, and I realized and went off to, you know, to apply at the School of Performing Arts as a kid. I didn't get in, but it taught me a powerful lesson. And I learned that early on. And the first thing I remember is that I, when I walked out of that audition that day, knowing that I had fully screwed up, but I walked out of the audition and I knew and I said to myself, and I still remember it to this day, and I said, well, I guess I'll just have to find another way. And that's
right.
Exactly
right.
What I did. I felt that, and I marched out of there and knew that that was not going to be the end of my story, but propelled me forward. So
right.
I customized myself that day.
Yeah.
And,
well, I think each and every one of us is born with gifts and talents, but we have to tap into that and focus on that and be ourselves, be unique. You know, don't march to the beat of everybody else's drum. March to the beat of your own drum. Whatever your gift and talent is, you let it shine. So every single person needs to do that.
You know what the thing is? I think it's difficult for folks in general because you got to remember something. Societal norms and things. You know, you first of all, in order to get to this part of being an entrepreneur, it takes a lot of sacrifice, and it takes a lot of other things to kind of make you understand that you can accomplish great things. So I think that, you know, we don't really come from a society that supports these notions. And so if you don't really get it in your home, which is where my talents and things were cultivated, you're going to not have that kind of mindset per se. And it'll take a whole lot of other things, yeah, to kind of get you there. So this is why it's so important, and for me down the road, I look towards starting these summer day camps, whether they're online or in person, that not just for the kids, which I think is super critical, but also the parents, and have families come together to take our third graders in a generation and change the future. That's a part of this. Because we've got to change the thinking, and we've got to do something. And I think that's one way that it's
changing mindset.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I just want to remind everybody, first of all, again, it's Friday, May 19th. My goodness, we are marching along this year. Half the year's almost gone. Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to take a moment to talk to everybody for a sec. It's Friday, and, you know, this month in 2023, May, it marks my 10th year. I kind of talked a little bit about it yesterday or the day before, but it was really just to remark that, you know, it being in the hair business for 28 years, going on probably 29, what it started me, you know, what I started out doing and weaving in and out and having to work in the airline industry and in the financial industry and on the side doing my hair stuff and then fully bringing it to life for the long haul in 2013. So this is my 10th year of walking out of my old job right down the street while I'm still living here in the same place and the same community. And representing this community now. And, you know, so it has, it's nice. I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that 10 straight years since I walked out. And again, And I want to talk about that process of, you know, of entrepreneurship and kind of, you know, like they do the big chop with your hair.
Right.
I call it the big walk, you know. So,
okay.
And yeah, now I didn't literally walk out. I loved my job. They were wonderful to me, and I worked as an administrator, just never talked about it much on our show, but was very lucky, one of the only African-American reorganization administrators for a financial company, which did all kinds of things like stocks and securities. I was an instructor and all of this kind of stuff. So just so that folks are aware, and I gave notice, but I had already started Back Hair Radio. So I really want folks to understand, I had already started the business back in 2013. And it was a big challenge. I had been away for about 8 years down at the financial place and was just not in that space mentally. And I remember my dear cousin, Lisa, who's been on our show, and at my big hair event in Brooklyn that I did way back when, and just the idea of, you know, coming back into the hair business. I thought, hey, are you too old? You know, will people remember you? Do you want to do this? I've been living real well here in New York. I was paid well to do my job, and just had a different mindset.
Right.
And so, so I set up the website, signed up the social media. You will see my social media will tell you exactly when I kind of came on board, and began the process of re-entering the hair business and the hair industry, going to the shows again and all of that. And I've been a part of those shows. You heard me talk a little bit of IBS in them earlier, talk about hair events and all of that. And that's really was my focus, and that's how I kind of started again. And I stayed in it, yes, a little older, but a whole lot wiser.
Right.
And let me tell you something. We talked a little bit about making mistakes and starting over this week. The good news is that when you do start over, it's a whole lot easier.
Right.
So
right.
Look
part
towards
of the process.
That. Right? When you make a mistake, Nicole Marie, look to starting over. That's a good thing because you'll be much better when you come back.
Learn
so,
from your mistakes.
You know, don't. Exactly. Don't be fearful of that. It's I call it a part of the success process. So all of that. Okay, so my big thing is that this is really 10 years that I've been at it. Now, it probably wouldn't take some entrepreneurs 10 years. Others, it takes 25, 30 years. It takes a long time, and especially as a black entrepreneur,
right?
Okay, which I call a blackpreneur. As a blackpreneur, you're in a whole different category and a whole different set of circumstances surround you.
So true.
It's a different playing field, sure. And we have to kind of acknowledge that. We have to kind of understand that. Doesn't mean you can't make it. Means you can. You just got to kind of go about things in a little bit different way. And
right.
It just reminds me, I was talking about, you know, tongue-in-cheek with Carnival Cruise Line yesterday, you know, just to take a sidebar. And I was like, wow, Carnival lets you kind of pay a little bit of money down, you know, like in our case,
right.
$50 down. You know, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. We have a big cruise coming up next year. The 13th of July of 2023 through the 18th.
24.
We're cruising out of, 2024. Thank you. We're cruising out of Miami to the Bahamas. So anyway, Carnival lets you pay little by little. I call it the layaway cruise line. And I thought to myself, I said, wow, I love it because I think there's a difference between a black customer, a white customer, a green customer, a yellow customer. not in who we are intrinsically, nothing like that, but just the idea that we have different experiences and
right.
different, whether they are economic or social or, you know, whatever. And I
right.
think that instead of, you know, Carnival or whatever cruise line saying, oh, no, we don't care, just give us all the money and that's it. They figured out a way to make families happy, and they know
right.
in these tough financial times, talking about finances, they know these are tough financial times, and I love that they allow and made a way for us to say, hold it. Let's put down little by little. And
little by
get
little.
There so we can,
pay as much
you
as
know,
you want.
Have,
or as little.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love that. So here we are. We will be going on that cruise. We are. There's still space available if you want to go, as I mentioned earlier. So go to our website at hairadio.com. And again, click on the cruise tab. You'll need to have my booking code. So I'm going to make sure that that's there. If it's not there, call us. Our numbers and everybody's numbers are there. So real good stuff. Okay. So, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You told me that's
cruising
what
the Bahamas.
We're cruising the Bahamas. We got more folks, like I said, who called up yesterday or day before. I'm like,
right.
I want to go. Well, check it out, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. Hey, got some news on Afterlock coming up. Let's take a little bit of a break. Michael Hopkins will be here. We still got Talk of the Morning. And as I said, we've got Afterlock news. So let's
all
just,
right.
we've got a long way to go this morning and a whole lot more to get to. Plus, in the next hour, I do want to talk a little bit about the news. There are a couple of things we kind of have to chat about. And we'll keep it moving this morning for everybody.
All right.
So listen, yeah, stay with us. It is Friday, and I love it. Miss
Ooh,
this
yeah.
song. So listen, stay with me. Yeah, I'm going to throw in some Alicia Keys. I have not heard anything new from her in a while. We'll
I
have,
not
check.
Either.
I'm sure. Yeah, but I'll check it out and see what's going on. Here's one of my favorites. Commercials, and we'll be back. Stay with us, guys. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Tacoma Marie. Michael Hopkins will be joining us in just a bit. Stay with us.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, my target audience is going to be 50-plus. I am a woman of 50-plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50-plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50-plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me. And I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50-plus. And all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives. And I think that that is going to open the door for women 50-plus to know that there's so much more to us.
Carrie Hines here with big news about Afrolock Magazine. Afrolock Magazine truly unlocks the richness and complexity of Black culture, providing a platform for Black voices to be heard and celebrated. Now, if you are just hearing about Afrolock Magazine for the first time, here is a quick backstory. Now, I had worked for another brand for a while, doing everything from design work to producing their 24-hour radio network. And it was an awesome experience. But I felt I could build my own publication and it would be more meaningful to our broadcast fans. Well, we've been working hard, and so I am so proud of this product. Really should be called Inclusivity, because that's what it represents. Now, haven't you read magazines in the past and may have found it difficult to connect with the stories and even their advertisements or whatever their message was intended to be? Well, I don't like that feeling, and I'll bet you don't either. So enter Afrolock Magazine. Now, it takes the best stories, the best design work, and most of all, your interest in hair, beauty, wellness, entertainment, community, and so much more. Get your subscription today, just $24.99 for an entire year. You receive a new issue of Afrolock Magazine each month. Go to afrolockmagazine.com today. That's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, afrolockmagazine.com today. Check it out.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It is about 7:43 New York time. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Friday, May 19th of 2023. It's our broadcast show number 857 as we march towards 1,000 shows of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I guess it's time I probably stop calling the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We've been on for and this rendition since 2015. And going strong, I should say. Let me bring to the line Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, and our amazing co-star Michael Hopkins, who's been standing by out of wonderful, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, we're going to say, and Nicole Marie's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Just want to get those things out the way. Hello, team. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Michael.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Good morning, Carrie Hines.
Okay. And thank you. And to all of our fans, again, it's our mid-show point. We're going into our third hour. We've been on since 6 a.m. This morning, New York time, 5 if you're in Central,
Listen, I've been kind of tuned in and enjoying things up to this point. What about you guys? Have you been enjoying our Friday wrap-up?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Certainly have.
Okay. Well, what have you guys heard?
Well, I have heard one of my favorite guests, and that's Dr. Millicent Davis. Always inspirational, and I just love her. Definitely representing girl power.
That's what I was going to ask you. What, why is she your favorite? So that's a good point. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
and Hopkins, what about you this morning?
Wow. I'd say you had my girl on, Alicia Keys.
Oh, you're talking about some of the recent music. And, yeah, Alicia, we got to check in to see what she's doing these days. I'm sure she's just living an incredible life with her family, and we will. We're going to get in some more. And I love Alicia. We'll have to do a tribute show where we can kind of dig into some
great.
Of her hits. Yes.
Sounds like a plan to me.
And so, speaking of music, we are working on a whole new music special for the broadcast. We actually are working on several different music specials. One we've never done, which is to focus on groups that have really, done amazing things over the years. You know, I've interviewed a lot of folks right here on the show. I've interviewed folks from the Gap Band. I've interviewed folks from Tower Power. I've interviewed folks from the Four Tops. I've interviewed quite a few people or music artists who've been a part of groups and all that kind of thing. So we'll do that. We've never paid tribute to these folks, to these iconic songs. Yeah, so that's something we're going to be kind of doing soon. And speaking on the show, I've got Power Week coming up the week of like June 2nd, that whole week. So it's like I'll get the exact dates for you. In fact, let me just get it for you now since I brought it up. Our Power Week will start on June 6th. Tuesday, June 6th, as you guys know, our Dr. Raglan will be here from fixyourfeet.com. The 7th, we've got Mickey Wright joining us on our Wednesday for education and all of that, and so much more. We'll let you know who's going to be joining the Power Week lineup, so you don't want to miss that. And just so much more. Uh-huh. And that's coming up after the holiday. Yeah, so we'll get into all of that. But before we did all of the little breaks and all of that, we talked about our wonderful talk of the morning. And why don't you guys remind everybody what Talk of the Morning is all about? Nicole Marie, tell everybody a little bit what we do each day.
Well, Talk of the Morning is a time where each one of us has a story that is inspirational, encouraging, or just something just relating to humanity, just the good in our society and what's going on right now. And neither one of us knows each other's story, so we're all hearing the stories for the first time every morning. So
awesome. And Hopkins, Michael, why don't you kick off? Now, again, as Nicole Marie said, this is each of the hosts. So Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, myself, these are things we've uncovered on the internet and generally, and we just love being able to share them with all of you. Now, if you have your own, you may let us know. We'll get you on the air and you can talk about it. Okay, Michael Hopkins, why don't we lead off with you this morning? What's your wonderful talk of the morning?
Well, Carrie, Nicole Marie, my talk of the morning came from People Magazine. And would you guys believe that this is the, count it now, this is the fifth installment of the Indiana Jones franchise. This is the fifth one. They hadn't done one since about the early 2000s, 8, 7.
It's been a while.
And now,
yeah.
It's been a minute. And now Indiana Jones is back again. And the movie is called Dial of Destiny. And it's action-packed. I watched the trailer. I got excited because I remember the first and the second Indiana Jones. I mean, I watched them, and I really enjoyed those. And this one is sort of a throwback to the first ones, like Harrison Ford riding a horse and trains and bad guys and the Germans and the World War II, and he's on a quest to find something. And, I mean, Harrison Ford, when you think about Harrison Ford is about 80 years old, and he's still kicking it.
Wow.
And I love it. I love it. Even though now Steven Spielberg actually is not directing this one. But I love it. I love it. It inspires me, and I'm sure it inspires a lot of other people that we always – and you just had – it was just on the show about 50, the age 50. Now, here's a guy, 80, and he's still relevant. Harrison Ford is still a relevant actor. That is my talk of the morning.
You're so excited about it. I haven't heard this kind of excitement, Michael Hopkins, in a long time. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I love Harrison Ford. I love him as an actor.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're excited because you're excited for the both of us. I'm not that big a fan. Good for you, Michael. And Nicole Marie, you guys sound like this is up right up your alley. I'm going to be skipping this one. I'm sorry. We love you out there, guys, in show business. But Harrison, you won't be seeing my few pennies. But good for you. Good for you. But I support all of that. I love it. It's exciting. It really is. Nicole Marie, what do you say about this?
Wow. Well, I love the movies, and I'll be going to watch it. So I love the movies, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited about it as well because it's been a long time.
Wow.
Very much so.
Okay. Now, I do love Harrison's wife, Calista Flockhart. She played Allie McBeal way back in the day.
That's right.
To me, that's the biggest and best thing about Harrison for me. But I love him. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great actor. I'm just you guys are more into action flicks and stuff like that. I'm not so much an action flick guy, but you know he does it well. I have to say, and
very
I'm
very
proud.
So. Oh, very
Nicole
much
Marie,
so.
You are up at bat.
All right. Well, Talk of the Morning is another girl power moment. It's about a young lady. She is, and I found this story on the internet. She is the CEO of The Hidden Vault. Her name is Brooke Jones, and she has created a scholarship. It's called From Bars to Boss, and this scholarship is going to be awarded to 10 formerly incarcerated single mothers. The scholarships are $1,000 each, and they're in small business grants. Jones, she is a single mother of 4 boys, and she was once incarcerated herself, and she wants the scholarship to provide hope and a second chance to single mothers, and she just wants to give back. She's committed to giving back to the community and empowering women to take control of their lives. So even though they've been incarcerated, she wants them to have a second chance. So interested applicants for the scholarship must also have a business plan to be considered to receive the scholarship. So I just love this because she's taking a chance on other people and wanting them to step out and follow their dreams.
Well, I think that's really great. Yeah, good
story. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, listen.
Yes. And what is your talk of the morning, Carrie?
Yeah, my talk of the morning kind of is a little bit of a correlation to what we were talking about in the lead off with Michael Hopkins and the whole thing about ageism. And you guys did hear a little clip from a wonderful lady here in the New Jersey area talking about 50-plus folks. And in the way of, say, Harrison Ford, the actor, who's, what, at least 80 or close to it. So, there's a lot of that. And even for folks who are much younger, but, you know, it's still ageism is a big thing out there. So my talk of the morning kind of centers or focuses on this whole thing. You guys may have seen it. It's been out there. She is a cover model now. She is all things in the world. She knows how to cook. She knows how to garden. She was a TV star. She is a co-host with Snoop at this point at different things that she's done. She's been and done some hard times and come out looking so fabulous. With her own smock. We're talking about the incredible and irrepressible, I should say irrepressible, Miss Martha Stewart. So I don't know if you guys know, but she's a cover girl.
I saw that.
Sports Illustrated. Yeah,
I saw
so
that.
She's on there.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
Well, no, I didn't think you did. And I wanted to get your feedback, along with you guys out there. She is the new cover girl model in her swimsuit, and this is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So what do you guys think about Martha Stewart being at least, what, she's like at least 80? Talk about the 80s. I think 80s is the new 70s, if you will.
Yeah,
so
for, I will agree.
Know, but I'll tell you what I think. What do you guys think? Do you think that, you know, should you not be, you know, and not only that, but the whole angle of this piece this morning that I wanted to get across is that she's been getting backlash from some who say that there's no way that someone could look like that in their 80s and that they've over airbrushed it and they've done all of this, and it's not realistic, and all these things. She's getting flack instead of just living your best life. So what
exactly.
do you guys think?
Well,
I'm curious to know.
That's what I was going
to
say about living your best life. Forget all the backlash. No matter what you do, somebody's always going to have something to say. And I applaud her for, you know, for doing it. I mean, at her age, it doesn't matter. You know, I think society is so used to, okay, on the cover, you see all these young people and, you know, the way society says your body should look and all of this. But, I mean, I think it's fine. Good for her. And we need to see more of that. We need to see a variety of people, not just society standards, so to speak, because everybody is beautiful in their own right. So that's just my take.
Mm. Everybody, yeah, I remember the song. Okay. Good old Mac Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mac Davis, but that's the...
Yeah.
Yep, but I applaud... Yep, back in the 70s. But I really applaud Sports Illustrated because...
Why so?
For them to do something like that, and they always have, it's their formula. Every year, Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue. And it's the same formula. The person that they put on the cover, they're pretty much, the body dimensions are kind of the same, and height, weight, everything's the same. But now they took Martha Stewart, who's not known to be a model. I mean, I don't remember her ever being a model. But it shows that, hey, I'm in my 80s, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, there are some beautiful women that if you didn't know that they were in their 60s, 70s, 80s, you would think they were younger. because they've toned their bodies, they've exercised and so forth. But unfortunately, as Nicole put it, in this society, you know, we want to judge people by certain standards. And I like what you're saying, Carrie. I mean, airbrushing, this, that, really, seriously. We don't have anything to worry about, but they took airbrush and they doctored a picture of Martha Stewart. This is the most pressing thing that we have in life to worry about. Nah, I don't think so. I think Martha enjoyed the moment. That's my takeaway.
Well, I don't think Martha, from what I heard her say with my own ears, is that it really wasn't all that much, you know, doctored up or airbrushed. She really took the time to get in shape, and I believe her. I think it takes
right.
time to, you know, to work on yourself. And if this is what she wanted
right.
to present herself as,
right.
go for it. There are a lot of folks
exactly.
who are going to see this and say, listen, if Martha can do it at 80,
I can
do it. Too. And
right. Inspiration.
It's about inspiration. It's about inclusivity. How difficult is that?
Yeah.
Across to folks with
about loving
kids.
Yourself
to
take a chance and
yeah,
do that.
You know. And when I say that, I'm talking about the folks who are putting out these products who only hire 16-year-olds or 14-year-old little blonde girls with blue eyes to push their products and stuff. And I look at TV, and again, there's no mention of a black man anywhere. And then when you do see it, it's just a mess of folks who are controlling the media and all this kind of stuff. It's just garbage on a stick.
Pretty much.
And so I love Martha. I think she's, you know, she's a queen of reinvention. And she looks great for her age.
Right.
Just, and I hate to say for her age, because that is a part of the problem. She looks great for any
Well,
age.
Regardless of what people
because,
say, Martha is living her best life. So I'm sure it doesn't matter to her what people are saying.
No.
So.
Listen, Martha is she's a Leo. And I believe in all that Zodiac stuff, too. And I think she's just a strong person out there. And so we love her and we support her. And you just keep on doing it up.
Oh,
I want to be on some magazine covers at 80. I want to be on the radio covers at this age. So listen, you keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
We love you. We appreciate you. And that same message we send to all of our fans, because again, we've been conditioned to think that, you know, once you get a certain point, society really stops seeing you. If the general population feels that you are marginalized, that you're a person of color, that you're a black male, that you are older, and God forbid you are all those things, you literally will be invisible when you go out. You will be invisible. Believe me, I've seen it and experienced stuff like that where, you know, I've actually walked down the street and I'll be confronted by someone, say a young Caucasian woman, doesn't happen, just I'm not saying that bad Caucasian mean or bad, I'm just saying. That I've literally been expected to move out of their way because we kind of walk towards each other and let them pass, so to speak. And I've encountered that a couple of times. You're literally invisible where folks just don't acknowledge your existence. And so that's kind of what I want to talk a little bit about as we move into the next hour. And we will get into a little bit of that. But my whole thing is to just wrap up talk of the morning. Good for you. Keep it going, Martha.
Yep.
We love
it
moving,
though,
and I love it.
Right. Keep
I'm
it moving.
So happy. Yeah. Because she could have just.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Michael?
I was going to say, I hope she does a rap single with Snoop Dogg. You know, keep
exactly.
it moving.
Exactly. Exactly. And she could have given up after, you know, when she was sent to prison or whatever. She could have just said, oh, my gosh, everybody's going to just think I'm this and that. Martha took that moment and had a poncho that somebody made for her and turned it into a moment when she stepped out of prison.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
You
and
know,
that beautiful
Carrie,
photo, you guys can Google it. Yeah.
Do you remember she was actually on an episode of Saturday Night Live also?
Oh, wow.
She actually did an episode when she got out of prison. She did a, it was like a funny skit from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And it's just like what you say. She just kept it moving.
Well, she
held her head
smart.
Up. And
Yeah.
She's savvy. She's savvy. You know,
if she can hang with Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart is all right with me.
You got that right. And on that note,
work for me.
Let's take a break. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the news stories and things that are happening that we do want to kind of, you know, get everybody's opinion on. And the one in particular that's happening today that resonates with me and I want to share with you. And then we'll get more into AfroLock and our wonderful cover reveal coming up this Sunday. Yes. So much more to talk about this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, plus more on the Power Week and reminder about events and all that kind of stuff. So we got a lot more to go. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Our colleagues here. So stay with us. We've got more to go. Stay with us.
Hair Radio Morning Show is back, bigger and better than ever. Join your favorite radio talk show hosts, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and of course, Mr. Kerry Hines. Great new topics, great new guests, great new music and more. So, stay tuned.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
It is Friday morning, May 19th of 2023. It is our show number 857. That's show 857 as we kind of broadcast to you. Wrapping up the week. So, yeah, it's about 8:15 New York time, 7:15 if you're out in the central time zone. And kind of wanted to just get everybody on the line. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. We've been kind of doing our thing this morning as we kind of bring a book into this week on the broadcast. Let me kind of slow down a little bit. We want to talk a little bit about some of the news items. We don't get a chance often on this show. We're always keeping it moving and keeping it positive, as you guys know.
Yeah.
Nicole, me, Michael Hopkins. But there is one of the stories
that's kind of bubbling up here in New York and literally all over the country. Folks have been following the Michael Jackson impersonator who was put into a chokehold for about 15 minutes that ended his life. Well, they're having the funeral today in Harlem, which is in New York City, in Manhattan, at the Nebo Baptist Church, I should say, at 1883 Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard, near the corner of West 114th Street. Now, Nicole, just to give you some reference, you know, because I know you're not from New York, but you guys were up at 125th. So think of this, 114 to 120. So not far from where you guys were.
Not too far.
The viewing is taking place. Right, exactly. So about 9, right after we wrap the show, it's about 10:30, they have the viewing. And then the funeral begins about 11 o'clock this morning. So real sad. We're just giving well wishes to his family and our condolences.
Yeah, and prayers to them. Yeah, his family and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And just the community.
Awful.
Just so sad.
You know, it just reminds me of that time we were on the train. Michael, any comment you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, it really is, though, that just looking at the story, he didn't appear to be threatening anybody, but yet
we have
a person, you know, they jump on it, and then you got other people that get into the fray. It sort of reminds me of on the airlines.
Yeah, let me just go back, Michael, and remind everybody, if you guys have no idea what we're talking about, here in New York, recently there was the incident where a man who was Michael Jackson impersonator had a big following of his own, and folks who knew who he was, you'd see him on the subway. I'm sure I probably saw him performing in the subway. And apparently he had other things going on in his life and maybe was on hard times, who knows. But, you know, there was a Marine guy who, no longer in the Marines, but just the idea, the fact that, which really doesn't have anything to do with the story other than he put the young African-American man in a chokehold and choked him to death because he, according to his side of what he's saying, you know, felt threatened so much. So we don't know what the real story is. He supposedly was, concerned for other people. Now, again, he didn't feel threatened. He was acting on behalf of other people who he says were threatened. Now, that's even a new one to me. But here's the thing. Our color has been criminalized. What that means is that they've attached so much negativity with being black, so much that even black folks, who try to erase, they don't want black kids, you know, so they'll marry outside their race. They will try to erase out being a black person. They don't want dark-skinned people. They resent themselves and self-hatred and all this kind of crap that's going on. And these are messages that subliminally or otherwise are channeled to our community. So we kind of fall in with this ignorant thinking. And obviously, if you they keep pouring into these horrible stories, we're never mentioned in a positive way, and they control the messages, the media, and they being these corporations who control the media, keep putting it out there. Obviously, you're going to feed in and use influence folks in an indelible way. And it's no surprise that we've arrived here where you just see somebody black and you're immediately going to think bad. That's what happens when you condition people.
You think something negative.
Pretty much.
You know,
when
you condition people, this is what happens. So it's no surprise that, and you have this perception, and just because someone is or appears to be homeless doesn't mean that they're less intelligent,
It doesn't mean that they have any less deserving of human rights than you do.
Exactly.
And it's this ignorant, elitist, entitled behavior. The Karens and all this kind of stuff, these ignorant governors who were not all, but some are in place in these different states, and folks running for office who clearly should not even be elected to be a dog catcher.
Right. So true. Because they do not have the best interest at heart of the community.
They don't even have the mental prowess. They don't have the mental prowess that's required. And here we are as a nation suffering. And for the life of me, as long as I live, I will never understand how a politician can tell a lady what to do with her. I don't get that. I don't understand where the extremists in this country, how a politician, generally a guy, is going to be able to tell a female and tell them what they can do with their body. And it's legal.
Terrible.
Oh, my goodness. And this is a big thing to these extremist folks. So, you know, who hide behind the cloak, who hide behind supposedly religion.
Mm.
I really have to say, in our society, we got some things we got to work out in America. We got some things we got to work out. And our community has to also work some things out.
Oh, we definitely do.
Something like that. Yep, that's true.
And we have got to just stay vigilant. We have to stay focused on these things.
Yeah. We have to wake up what is going on. Stay informed.
I tell you something. I don't know what to say. I see that, you know, like you have, I don't even want to mention the name, but you have this fella down there in Florida who's trying to enter the presidential race. And I look to say that, oh, boy, if all these nut wackadoodles keep getting in the office, it's already the country's been hijacked by these loon bugs. I don't know what else to say. It's already as negative as you can possibly be. Do we need the coals to be stoked any further? Because then it's going to be that end that it seems like that they wishing and hoping and praying that we get to, which is just violence and destruction in our streets. Then they'll be happy. That's the way it seems to me. So it's just really, it's just awful. So my hope and prayer is that we can somehow wake up this nation to do what's right. And the only way to me, it's real simple to turn things back right side up, and that is accountability and inclusivity.
That's it.
But you will never have that with folks who do not want the status quo to change. And chaos is the order of the day. So that's my soapbox talk for the day, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. I just wanted to get that across to everybody. Okay. So I wanted to remind everybody these are the things that I'm looking and just, you know, I see the folks going into the church now. They're showing it here in New York on our local TV station. And he's got a lot of folks from all over coming in to recognize his, you know, that his life mattered.
Yes.
And so the Neely family, we're sending you our condolences from all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Definitely.
And I just hope and pray that this man, and here's the bad part about this. You know, of course, everybody deserves their day in court. But my thing is this, the man who did the chokehold, they have raised and crowdfunding millions of dollars for him. Oh, it just tells you the mindset of America.
Right.
The victim is a black. Whenever there's an African American victim, you get the feeling that it doesn't matter, or they almost make it seem.
Right.
I mean, the media, as if they equate, it's a false equivalency, where both families have been affected when the perpetrator is Caucasian. So it's a whole different discourse. And folks, we don't have a big voice out here, so that's why this is done.
No,
of course,
we don't.
We would tell a very different story if we had a megaphone.
Would. Yeah, we would.
Certainly.
And
very
that's why
so.
This show exists with the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we appreciate you listening. And we hear you.
Oh, yes.
We hear you. Okay. Nicole Marie, just turning away for a moment, let's get our commercial on. And when we come back, we've got some amazing updates and a little bit more to talk about this morning.
All right.
We kind of pile into the last half hour of the show.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be right. Yeah, we'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Be careful of those who grow silent during your season of celebration. It's amazing how people like you until it gets good. People don't mind being with you as long as they feel like y'all on the same level. But the minute your lifting comes, the minute God begins to make it very clear that his hand is upon your life, look around and watch those who grow silent. Watch those who stop clapping. Watch those who start speaking negatively about you. Watch those who stop coming. Watch people who always try to compare what they have to what you have. Watch people who always try to lift themselves in the conversation. Watch people who are always in competition with you. Watch those people who will not give you a compliment no matter what, especially when God begins to lift you. If somebody cannot be genuinely happy for you, these are the type of people you absolutely do not need in your life. They don't call, they don't show up, and they stop applauding because they're slick jealous of what God is doing in your life. You do not need those people around. Be mindful of those people, and definitely don't call them friends.
And don't ever confuse leading blacks with black leaders. Let me tell you why you don't do that. One of the reasons you don't confuse them, black leaders are chosen by you. They're chosen by the people they're going to lead. They're chosen by us. And let me tell you about the leading blacks. The leading blacks are chosen by the media. Leading blacks are chosen by ABC, all broadcasting Caucasians. Leading blacks are also chosen by NBC, nothing broadcasting but Caucasians. And the rest are chosen by CBS, the Caucasian broadcasting system. And when you allow When you allow leaders to be chosen by the media that's owned by the corporations, when you get ready to change your lives, but carefully watch and see what the leading blacks are doing, because that's when the leading blacks sneak into the door to the corporations, and they will tell the corporations, oh, we know how to go and put them down. We know how to get you some real affirmative action Negroes to come in and work. We know how to do that. But at the end of the day, the leading blacks lead the corporations, and the leading blacks have gotten paid while we have gotten slaves.
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I walk with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I fought with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, May 19th of 2023. I'm Kerry Hines. It's nice to have you guys with us as we broadcast live. Listen, we give it to you strong here, so want to just make sure you have that in mind. Listen, I just want to say thank you so much to you guys. I've got Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. I think we gave a dose of reality to folks. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you
yep.
need to
pretty much so.
And
both
that's
them.
What you're going to get on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We do talk about hair and beauty. Let me just remind everybody. We're here from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 to 8 Central. Now, coming up, we've got some amazing folks coming up on the Hair Radio Morning Show next week. I am super, super excited. You talked about Dr. Millicent Davis. Hopefully we'll be able to get her back to the show soon. Also Jay Ellis. We've got some surprise visitors coming to the broadcast, some folks who've been amazing. Now, we're just so, so excited. Yeah, we want to remind everybody, the Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and guys, what else?
Community.
Community.
Oh, Michael, we got to get in there a little bit quicker on that. If we can't get the word community in unison, are we ever going to be? I don't know. But we're going to work on that part a little bit. So, yeah, hair beauty community. And that's really who we are. We don't just say it. We live it. And we just want to remind everybody, it's a big effort to just know that it's a brotherhood, a sisterhood out here. In our community,
right.
And it does exist, and we can cultivate that. So listen, I want to remind everybody also this Sunday at 6 o'clock in the evening, 5 on Central time zone, we're having our cover reveal for the brand new Afrolock magazine.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Afrolock magazine is just some gangbusters. We created 5 covers. There's all kind of stories that we are preparing for the magazine. The magazine is just going to be out there the beginning of June. So stand by. If you have not gotten your subscription, you are not going to be able to read what everybody else knows. And there are things at Hair Radio that's very different, in case you haven't figured it out already. We're not like other folks out there who are emulating what we're doing. We are, leading in this arena and area of expertise. So Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. L-O-C-K, that's AFROLOCK.com. And what Afrolock actually means is that we have a lock on Black culture. And we're proud of that. And
you
can be proud here on our broadcast. And again, it's really the perspective that we share collectively. I dread sometimes turning on television and I'm just seeing things. Listen, nothing against Taylor Swift and all these folks out there. I love them. I think they're great in their own way. But honestly, I really am kind of tired and I don't really mind if word gets back. I don't want to see any more about Jennifer Lopez.
I don't want to see about Taylor Swift. I don't want to see a lot of folks who have mediocre, in my personal opinion, the talent just not rising to the bar that we have, that I'm comfortable with, and the heritage that we have been built on and helped to build this land. So this show, to me, should represent a little bit more in line with things that, you know, that I think resonate more with our community. We have to include folks.
Right.
My God. I'm so tired of seeing mediocre talent put out there. And I hate to even use the word talent. I don't even know what to call it. But it's because the folks who, you know, you have over 90% of the media, of the corporations, the media corporations, owning over 90-something percent of what we hear. There are about 15, less than 15 companies who own almost everything that you see and hear in the media. And our stories are just not even, I don't even know what to say. It's just a mess. So we're going to keep that. We're going to keep talking about it here on the show. We really are. And so I just, you know, today was that day. So it's Friday. I just want to say we appreciate you. It's been a great week. And Michael, anything to come read? Thank you so much, guys. And Michael, anything you want to say about this week?
Pretty much so, Carrie. I really, that episode that we did on Vet Talk, I got a lot of good feedback. And this whole Veteran Week thing, I've gotten feedback from a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters.
But Michael, just remind everybody, if they're just tuning in today, you may have someone who never even heard of Vet Talk or what you're talking about. So tell everybody again, what is Vet Talk Radio and what's your connection to the show and how does it benefit our listeners who are tuned in right now?
Right. Well, Carrie, Nicole Marie, Vet Talk Radio show is all about veterans' issues, claims, and compensation, helping veterans out there, their families, people who advocate for vets, and just anybody who's interested in helping veterans. What the show does is it gives you tips. It gives you insight on how to help veterans file for the compensation that they deserve, that they've earned throughout their military career, be it a short career or a long career in the military. A lot of us have gotten hurt, injured. We're wartime veterans. We can be peacetime veterans that got hurt. And that's what we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. We, on Tuesday mornings, that's 8:30 Eastern and 7:30 Central, Vet Talk Radio Show. That's what we do. We educate and inform.
Wow. All right, Hopkins. Yes, hair, beauty, and community is the order of the day. I love that. Thank you. And you're right. Michael's show comes on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern. It's really right here as part of our wheelhouse on the broadcast. So you don't have to do anything. Just listen in the morning, and it'll be right on. Speaking of which, Michael, on Tuesday, I don't know if you're working on Tuesday's Vet Talk radio show, which I believe you are over the weekend, but I'm excited about what I think is coming up this next episode. So, you know, I'm very, very pleased. I think you're going to be surprised, guys. So definitely tune into Michael's show on Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern right here, 7:30 in the Central Time Zone. Okay, and again, the show airs, the Hair Radio Morning Show, from 6 to 9 a.m. No, this week I enjoyed so much that we've had. We had an amazing plethora of guests this week who we started out this week with show number 854 on Tuesday. Today is show 857. So next week we'll hit shows up to 860 or so, as we march towards 1,000. And we were talking about this because remember that we have the big cruise that comes up next.
Oh, yeah.
Next, summer, I guess it is. Yes, July.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
In honor of the Hair Radio Morning Show, we put out this all this info about the cruise to the Bahamas. So I can't wait. We got quite a few folks who are joining us. It's not too late if you really wish to be part of this. So go to hairradio.com, again, HAIradio.com. There's a big old tab about the cruise. And also big reminder. Yeah. Now, Afrolock, you guys know about Afrolock magazine. That's my new magazine that's coming out in the beginning of June. And we're so excited. We got quite a few folks. Like, I think we have everybody. We've got our wonderful supporters who are going to all be in the magazine. We got articles. We got things for guys, girls, everybody is a part of this. And this Sunday, so we're talking about on the 21st of May, 2023. So this Sunday, we're doing a special cover reveal. And, Michael, this is where we tell you guys, or we show you, because it's on Zoom. So we're doing a Zoom cover reveal. And by the way, all the details are at afrolock.com. So you could go to www.afrolock.com, and you'll see it right there at the top, all about the cover reveal this Sunday and what you can go through with all the Zoom info and all that. So anyway, we're deciding which cover. I did about, I don't know, I guess I designed about, you know, I went cover happy.
Beautiful covers, though. Each cover was so beautiful within its own right.
Thank you. And we're going to choose which cover you guys have also decided. We're going to talk about the favorites from the fan. I'll tell you, the covers were so popular that it was a project that really was put off to 2024 initially. We hadn't even thought about doing the Afrolock this year. But the covers in the magazine inspired so many people. We've been overwhelmed that we decided to go ahead and work on the magazine right away. And so, folks, I'm so proud at what we've done, and you guys are going to love it. So if you have not gotten your subscription, get your subscription. It's only $24.99 for the entire year. Other folks are, you know, they've got, well, listen, I've worked for a couple of magazines. I think you guys know that out there. And one of the magazines I worked for, they would only do issues once every other month or so. I said, no. We're putting out a magazine every month. We're putting it out every month. So please support us. We need you to subscribe at afrolock.com. It's right there, biggest day. Subscribe, get a subscription or whatever. You can just move down a little bit, big old white button. Real important, because this is for you. We're about as real as you can get. So, and we believe in what you're doing, and we appreciate you believing in what we're doing. And if you want to be in the magazine, you want to advertise, you want to find out more about it, again, go to afrolock.com or call us. Our toll-free number is 833-402-8882. It'll be on at 9 o'clock. We go from 9 to 9, 7 days a week here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hair Radio, Caribbean, Afrolock. You guys know all my different creations here. And, Michael, I just love that we're doing all this stuff. It's been an amazing week. I can't say it enough.
It really has.
And I just got in the mail some things that talk about community. You guys know that I'm a board member in my own community here. I'm part of a group that represents over 200,000 people. And there are some local elections and things like that that I just got to get on top of that. I'll likely be running for office in the next year. So this is my first time talking about it. We'll talk more about it next week on the show. Yeah, you're hearing it. You're hearing it, buddy.
Wow, we're hearing it first, everyone. Wow.
That's the first time uttering those words. But, yeah, so it's coming. It's coming. The hair and beauty folks,
are an amazing group. I really do. And nobody's really a monolith, but just a good voting group of people that I love and represent, and around the country and the world, really. We have a big following. So, you know, I think that I can do some good. I cannot sit back and just talk about things. You know, I'm happy to share our super emotion, and we get all heated about it because these are things that seemingly feel out of reach for us to deal with. But I want to do what I can. That's what my motto, my personal motto is, do what I can.
Very much
and
so.
Every little drop in it, yeah. So I'm very proud, and I just want to thank you guys. We love you. We appreciate you. And if you got nobody, you got us.
How about that?
Is that not good, Hopkins?
Yep, how about that? I love it.
Yeah. So awesome stuff. Hey, listen, there was a recent reunion, I think we did, with the Angels, Michael. I'm going to play a little bit of that, and then Michael and I will chat a little bit more. So stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, it's just been fantastic.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yes, it has been.
All right, stay with us.
Awesome. I'm here with Katrina, which is one of the three angels. And Katrina, how did you feel when you first started as an angel?
Well, I was very excited when Michael first approached me and asked me would I be part of his show and one of the angels to help him out on the Vet Talk Radio. Even though I'm a shy person, I'm very observant, and I don't talk much in the background. I just be observing and watching. But I was so very humble and excited that he even offered to ask me to be a part of it and be an angel.
Awesome, awesome. What are some of the things that you've been doing, and what are you doing now?
Well, the things I've been doing now, basically I still just babysit and watch children for those mothers who can't really afford a more affordable daycare, even though my house is a daycare, but we set our prices low enough to where they can afford and not struggle, not to wonder if they'll have a babysitter the next day if they're not able to pay us. And then, like, also going to school to study, to be going to be an insurance agent, but I'm also studying to get my business degree to where I can further my businesses.
Wonderful. Is there anybody that you would like to give a shout out to?
I would like to give a shout out to all the mothers in my family and my friends. They're all great, wonderful, and I love them, but I especially would like to give one to my granny, who is 93 years old. She is the one that I look up to. She's my mentor, my motivator. She has taught me patience. She's the one who I basically, like, mark after of, because she took in a lot of her nieces and nephews that she ended up having to raise right along with all of her kids. And so I know that's exactly where I got all of that from. And she taught me patience, because patience is virtue. And without patience, if you don't have that, then you would never have understanding in life with anything. But you have to be
so
patient
true.
With a lot of things that come for.
All right. Thank you. Nur Jahan, how did you feel when you started on the Vet Talk Radio show?
Well, same as Kat there, how she said she was excited. I was excited as well. For one, to be a part of something that's so huge was, it was a very humbling experience, because we didn't really know how big it was when we first got started. We thought we were just going to be, you know, part of a radio show. And, you know, Michael's going to be talking about, you know, compensation for vets and stuff like this. And, you know, just giving information. We're just giving our little opinion, you know. Little did we know it was going to, you know, catch fire the way that it did. And it, you know, ended up being part of my life for like over a whole year. And, you know, I'm not no morning person. So that in itself was already a miracle for me to get up. Other than that early, you know.
You made it.
I made it, yeah, and I had to really, you know, discipline myself, you know, and this is things that we spoke about and all the stuff that he taught, you know, wasn't just so much being a part of the show, but it's the stuff that I learned, you know. I mean, he gives such so much vital information and so powerful that for me to be a part of something like that that can change people's lives, you know, for veterans, you know, I'm a family full of vets. You know, and so they all could use this information. And so for me to be able to direct them, you know, to the information, and they don't have to feel left out anymore, you know. So it was very exciting to be a part of something like that. I'm very proud of him for where he has come now.
Right.
At this point in life.
Great. What have you been up to, and what are you doing right now? Some things you're working on.
Well, right now, I am actually the Chief Administrative Officer at KBM Ministry, and that stands for Kingdom Branding and Marketing Ministry. Thank you. Yeah, and it's been a true blessing because we're changing lives by people being able to write their story. You know, and not so much that, but we just started our Kingdom Bible Reading Challenge, and that is just getting people back to the basics by just reading the Word of God. But they're not, we're doing it in a way that's entertaining. We're doing it with a dramatized version, and we get on Zoom, and we just read it together. We listen to it, you know, from the dramatized version, but we're also following along. And then at the end of the reading, we all give our soap. And this is the special part about it because it's basically, it's an acronym for scripture, observation, application, and prayer. So basically, what is the scripture that, you know, stands out to you when it's like 4 to 5 chapters that we'll read per session? What is the Lord saying to you with those scriptures? Then you observe that, right? And then you apply it to your life, some kind of lesson or something that happened to you, that you pray at the end. But it also stands for speak out and participate. So the beauty about it is that maybe the Lord don't speak to you in the scripture, so you don't have nothing to say. But when other people share their soap, then that's when you might have something to say. You give feedback from what other people said. And it's so powerful because now we have people who are afraid to say anything, and now they're actually coming out. They're stepping out of their comfort zone, and they're speaking, and they're sharing their soap, and it's just catching on it's like a domino effect, and it's powerful. So that's what I've been doing, and of course I mentioned last time how, you know, I finally became a self-published author, and I'm just waiting now to get my book revised because waiting for people to still send in their reviews. You know,
wonderful.
That's exciting too, because when I do the launch for that, you know, y'all will know about it. I will definitely let you know when I'm going to be launching my book party.
Yes, please. Well, you have definitely been busy, very busy. Is there anybody that you like to send a shout out to?
Well, before I do that, I always let people know, don't be busy. Be productive, because busy is being under Satan's yoke. And when we're under Satan's yoke, he tries to keep us so busy that we don't have time for God. So if we're productive, we are producing fruit. And when you produce fruit, you're going to reap a harvest. So never be busy. Always be productive, and you can see the fruit of your labor.
Be productive.
So, yes, ma'am. Change.
Wow. All right. Always see the fruit of your labor. Yeah, it was a great show. I'm Carrie Hines, and thank you, Nicole Marie and the Angels. Michael Hopkins, we really are closing out for Friday. It's hard. The week went by in a flash.
Wow,
it really
did, Carrie. It was like boom.
Absolutely. Wow. That was the Angels reunion with Nicole Marie.
Michael's old team. So, Michael, good stuff. Now, folks, again, we'll be live on Tuesday. Tuesday is our next live actual broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Tuesday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Next week, I have a whole new lineup of folks to introduce you to. We got a lot of hair people coming on. We're going to be talking about some hair care. Wednesdays are now all about education and the professionals, in addition to more magazine talk. We'll talk about what happens after the cover reveal. We'll talk about that on Tuesday. We're also going to be talking about our Power Week coming up in June, where we have these super experts. Crystal Wright, who will be our, what do we call Crystal? She's our wonderful guest editor for Afrolog,
yes,
of course, plus to be right back here live on the show.
Wow,
and
very much.
Yeah, lots of things happening, so I really don't have any super complaints about anything. We're also working on new Carapy, my brand, my hair product line. Carapy, you guys know that. We have some wonderful things that we'll be rolling out. And I've been busy between the community representation, Afrolock Magazine, the Hair
wow.
Radio Morning Show, and
wow.
our Carapy hair brand. I'm busy. And we just love you for supporting us. Now, I want to say thank you to our advertisers, folks like Rugged Evolution Beard Care. They're going to be front and center. They got like a two-page spread coming up in Afrolock. Speaking of Dr. Yolanda Ragland from fixyourfeet.com, she'll be in there as well. Crystal Wright will have that. In addition to being guest editor, she's going to have a whole piece in there. Michael, Nicole Marie, myself, the veterans will be represented in there as well. You know, we believe in community, so that'll be focused. I'll talk a little bit about myself and what you can do as well to support your community. I got articles from everybody that's going into this. If you don't have your subscription, get your subscription. Again,
very
go to www.afrolock.com, afrolock.com. For all about the magazine. And I'm just excited. So, yeah, good stuff. And don't forget the event. I want to also mention the event. And by the way, the other sponsor I want to mention is JustSalonTowels.com. Got to get them in. JustSalonTowels.com is for the professional. So go there, check them out. Really great pricing, all that wonderful good stuff. And they have some bleach-resistant towels. Again, JustSalonTowels.com. On the event side, June 4th, you've got Cali Braids that's going on out west. And we're going to have a guest from Cali Braids who's competing to talk about it. She'll be on the show next week, as well as the August event right here in New York City and Monet Everett. So much going on here. So I got to get our outro on. Guys, Michael, thank you. Nicole Marie, outstanding job.
Oh,
and to
yeah.
all of our fans and everybody, we love you. Thank you. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday for the next live edition. Over the weekend, follow us on social media. Go to Carrie Hines on Facebook or the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's our outro. Thank you. It was a great week.
It's
Enjoy.
Time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire...